the TV sitcom is having another golden age right now on kids' cable channels. Nickelodeon and the Disney Channel are crammed with popular tween-aged comedians and laugh tracks. Shows such as Zoey 101 and Hannah Montana feature sitcom gags from the age of All in the Family, and even some of the same writers from shows like Roseanne. Nate DeMeo has our story.
If you're looking for the classic sitcom, the three-camera, film-before-live studio audience sitcom, just turn on Nickelodeon. Pretty much everyone below voting age already has. Dan Schneider runs several shows on the network.
I mean, iCarly, for example, with people all the way from 17 to 2. Now, that's a big, wide demographic. iCarly often is the number one show, not just on cable, but all of television.
We gotta figure out a way to get Sam out of detention.
Not gonna happen. Mr. Howard hates my guts.
Well, then maybe me and Carly need to figure out a way to get into detention.
Hey! iCarly, live from detention.
Nickelodeon and its mortal enemy, the Disney Channel, have kept the multi-camera sitcom alive and have kept it free of the excesses of the schlubby husbands with improbably hot wives. Andy Bonnet is a programming executive with the Disney Channel.
There was a generation of adults that just saw a lot of bad sitcoms.
He says that the success of Seinfeld and Friends in the 90s bred too many pale imitations, and grown-up audiences got burnt out on laugh tracks and wacky neighbors.
The beauty of kids is they weren't part of that audience, so they come in with open eyes and embrace the format.
Hey, Maddie, just the tush I've been looking for. Can you close my suitcase?
Wait till I tell my friends that I sat on Hannah Montana's suitcase.
The Disney Channel has embraced the format with outrageous success. Shows like Hannah Montana and The Sweet Life of Zack and Cody have helped build the network and have fueled the Disney juggernaut by launching its current generation of movie and pop stars.
Now bounce up and down.
Well, we are a full-service hotel.
The writing staffs of shows like Hannah Montana are often stacked with veterans from the heyday of the network sitcom, people who wrote for Roseanne and The Facts of Life and The Jeffersons.
I don't think of myself as a guy who writes shows for kids. I really don't. Try really hard to write a good, solid sitcom.
Nickelodeon's Dan Schneider has been in sitcoms most of his life. He was actually on one years ago. He played one of the nerds on the 80s high school show Head of the Class. He says the people at Nickelodeon go out each time trying to write something that can stand alongside a Taxi or Bewitched, even if his audience has no idea what those shows are.
Unfortunately, kids today don't know the classics, and kids don't know Gilligan's Island anymore. They don't even know the Brady Bunch anymore.
But he says that doesn't give writers license to slip an old Laverne and Shirley bit into a script just because the kids won't know any better. Though he says he's not above the occasional reverent homage.
Oh yeah, this is really challenging.
As in this Drake and Josh episode, I Love Sushi.
Whoa, this thing's going kind of fast.
Hey, can you slow it down a little bit?
The kids find themselves on a way too fast sushi assembly line, a la Lucy and Ethel at the chocolate factory.
I see all these kids laughing hysterically at Drake and Josh doing this bit. Isn't it amazing, you know, over 50 years later, still funny. It's the same exact bit.
You boys are doing a fine job. Speed it up a little!
This is exactly why I stay in the genre that I'm in. Television has become so niche-y. If you and I go outside and walk up and down Sunset Boulevard right now, and we go up to 100 people and say, did you see the last episode of Two and a Half Men? What, 6 or 7 are going to say yeah? Maybe? Well, you go up to 100 people, say 9 to 14, and say, did you see the last episode of iCarly? Half of them are going to say yes.
He says he's happy to be in the only corner of the TV business where he can still have the kind of impact that classic network sitcoms had. When everyone could stand around a water cooler talking about last night's MASH or sing the theme to the Beverly Hillbillies. It's good to know that someday, his audience will be crowded around a keg in college, reminiscing about that one iCarly episode. For NPR News, I'm Nate DeMeo.